Hi there. I am Jim, compulsive reader. I'm from Florida. You have to excuse me a little bit. I woke up with a cold this morning, so I'm coughing a little bit, but I'm really happy to be here and share my message. So I've been dealing with weight issues for about 35 years, but I've listened to a lot of people speak over the years, and I hear them talk about being aware and having issues in their early childhood. That wasn't the case for me. When I got out of high school, I weighed 168 pounds. When people see me now and I tell them I played club football, they just assume that I was a lineman or a defensive lineman, but I actually played tailback. And I was fast and 168 pounds. So I wasn't aware of anything back then that said that I had a compulsive eating issue. I do remember looking back that when I had extra change from collecting soda bottles or collecting papers, which is what we did in the row house community in Philadelphia, normally what would happen was I'd grab a soda and a Tasty Cake, which is the lowest, which is a local brand up there that everybody likes. So, and I did that often, but I never thought of it as an issue. So I go to college, first 2 years, same issue, very active. Played racquetball 3 or 4 times a week, ran, did all the stuff that a late teen, early 20s would do, and still had no indication that I was going or that I had a weight issue or an eating issue. And then all of a sudden, at age 20, maybe came along with the discovery of drinking an alcoholic beverage, I started to gain weight. So by the time I got out of college, I was about 220 pounds. Still, 5'11", very active, no issues at all. Went on to my career and got married, ended up within about 10 years getting up to about 250 pounds. Still, no awareness in my life that I actually had an eating issue. I went on one of the well-known diets, lost about 60 pounds, but did find out that I was a compulsive exerciser. So that should have been an indication that I, excuse me, had a compulsion in my life. And maybe I replaced some of my eating habits with the compulsion, but I was running 6 days a week. I was running 2 miles during the day and on the weekend, 7 miles. Got down to a healthy weight and then went on with my life. So through most of my 20s and 30s and 40s, I vacillated between, 240, 200 pounds. Still not aware, active in business. I knew I was a little bigger guy, but I never really thought I had an eating issue. There was nothing that I was aware of that really, resonated with me. And then I get into my 50s and the weight starts coming on and it continually comes on. And I end up at about 365 pounds. So I got involved with another, excuse me, I got involved with another diet program at a local hospital here that was purely shakes, 5 a day. And that's all we had. It was 800 calories with an exercise program included. So the net calories were probably 200 or 300. And I lost 165 pounds over 9 months. It was the first introduction to a place at the hospital that actually talked about how we think about eating and stuff like that. But I still had no indication that I was a compulsive overeater or a binge eater, even though that's what got me up to 365 pounds. So I was always comfortable being a big guy. I dressed like a big guy. I wasn't one of those people that if you sat across, the shirt button looked like it was going to pop and hit you in the eye. That wasn't my deal. I dressed like a big guy because I was a big guy. And I wasn't embarrassed by it. I didn't seem to have any psychological issues with being a big guy. And eventually, I ended up going back up to 360 pounds over time. People would say to me, "How can you gain 100, 150 pounds back?" And my answer was, "Can you gain 2 pounds a month?" And 10 years later, there you are. You're back at that weight. In my late 50s, I became aware that my middle child had a drug issue. So it was opioids. It was pretty serious. And we've been dealing with that for about 20 years. And I was introduced to another 12-step program for parents of narcotics users. And I became very involved in that. I had a good sponsor. I worked the steps. And it actually gave me healing, even though there was total chaos around me. So how do I get involved in OA? I've been with OA for 4 years. I was at the church one time, and my pastor, who also had a weight issue, said to me, "You know, Jim, I heard about this meeting over in Oldsmar, Florida, and it's a men's meeting, and it's for overeaters. It's called Overeaters Anonymous. Maybe you should think about going." And the pastor actually went to one or two meetings with me in the beginning, and that was 4.5 years ago. So that's how it started. Even in the beginning, I guess I didn't know that I was a compulsive reader or that I actually had a disease, although there was certainly a lot of hints in my life. Once I get into my sophomore year in college, how could somebody gain weight so quickly and continuously gain weight after becoming healthy and losing 165 pounds at one time? How can that happen? You know, that should have been an indication. I don't think I'm a dumb guy. You know, I do a lot of reading. I joke with a lot of people and tell them I can probably teach nutrition and diets at the college level. I know everything. I've been on almost every diet there is. I've been successful on almost every diet. So the problem isn't losing weight. The problem is understanding that my body has different needs. And if I want to stay healthy, I'm going to have to do something different. So I end up going to OA, and I've been attending meetings regularly for 4.5 years. It gave me an indication that, yes, I hear people in the beginning say, "Hey, I'm a food addict." And even going to meetings for the first year and a half or so in person, I didn't really say to myself, "I'm an addict. I can't control myself." Because my issue in life was I ran an international corporation. I was an officer in the service. If a problem came up, you solve it, you move on, and it wasn't an issue. So I always felt like, how can I solve all these other problems around me and help other people? The business I ran, we had 600 international employees, mostly sales organization, and you have the normal problems that people have. And I'd solve other people's problems and help them. But I was so angry because I couldn't even control or solve my own problem. And I didn't even understand why. So I'm continuously going. I didn't have a sponsor yet in OA at this time. Like I said, I had a great sponsor in the other program. So we talked a lot about my weight issue. And why, when I go to the store, do I buy 4 of this sweet thing? Why do I buy 4 all the time? And he used to say, "Well, why don't you just buy 1? I don't know. I have to buy 4, and I have to eat it, and I have to do all the things that overweight people do. Hide the wrappers, eat them in the car, because if you eat it alone, obviously it doesn't count, doesn't put calories on you. All those normal things. So I'm dealing with all that stuff. I'm going to meetings regularly. And at some point, I realized I need to get a sponsor. There were some really well-heeled men in this meeting. One particular guy, I thought he had a strange personality, and he was pretty, I won't use the word obnoxious, but when he had a point of view, he was very direct about things. And I thought to myself in the beginning, boy, I would never ask that guy to be my sponsor. Well, he's my sponsor. My sponsor in the other 12 steps said to me, "Maybe you should give him a try. Maybe he's something different than what you are, and you really need that." So we ended up getting together. My sponsor has been abstinent for 26 years. So he obviously has something that works. He obviously has something that I would like to have. That's for darn sure. So we've been working regularly on this for about 2 years. We don't meet every single week. I call him when I need him, but we have long meetings every other week. And we do tons of readings. He has a particular way where in the 12 and 12, I have to number every paragraph and every sentence in the whole 12 and 12. And we literally go through the book sentence by sentence. And each sentence, when I'm doing my study work, I make a comment. And then during our meetings, I read the sentence and then tell him, how did I react? How am I feeling? What's going on? So it's become pretty effective. Step 4, it's probably taken us 5 months of doing it that way. So it's pretty comprehensive. It's a deep dive, but yet here I am. I'm not as heavy as I was, but I'm still sitting at 320 pounds. So about 3 or 4 months ago, I said to him, "What's going on? I come to meetings. I give service. I'm the treasurer for the group. I speak at meetings. I work the steps. I do the writing. I do all the things I'm supposed to do. But yet, although I'm not binging as often, I'm not losing weight. And I think that would be something that would coincide with me being abstinent. And he said, maybe you're not completely willing. And it took me back. You know, that was one of the things where he's being very direct. I'm like, what do you mean? I said, God's in my life, where before I went into the 12-step programs, I was a once-a-week church grower. I went every week, and I put money in the collection plate, and I thought I was, you know, a good person. Since I joined the 12 steps, I'm a 24/7 church grower. I believe I pray 3 or 4 times a day. So for me, you would think it would be easy to say, I have a spiritual life in OA. Why can't I do this? I think I've surrendered to God. And he said, have you really surrendered? And when we thought about it, so I said to him, what did you do when you wanted to surrender 26 years ago? And he said, I went to as many meetings as I could, and I spoke to as many people as I could each day. And I was thinking, wow, that was really hard, because back then there wasn't virtual meetings. So if this man decided to do that, he had to literally get out of his house, get in his car a couple times a day and go to meetings. And he did the 40 and 40. So I committed to myself and to him that I would do 40 meetings in 40 days. And I started that about 4 months ago. That's how I met Mara and some of the people on this call, and Jason from New York. I decided I was going to do at least 2 a day, and I started doing these. So I have to say, it's completely changed how I think about things, because I wasn't hearing enough point of views. I wasn't hearing all the shares. Almost every meeting I go to, I have a notebook and I take a little point that I want to, you know, read about later and incorporate into my recovery. So am I 320 pounds? Yeah, but a miracle happened in the last couple of years. I was always gaining, 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 gaining. I stopped gaining. I haven't gained a pound in 4 or 5 months, and I've actually lost about 20 pounds. I'm not on a diet, because, as you know, this is not a diet program. So what's the big difference? The difference is I decided to completely surrender. And it doesn't mean that I'm perfect at it every day. Years ago, if I started to binge, it would be a 1 week, 1 month, 1 year binge. That's how I gained so much weight back. Now, I can't say that I don't binge. I'm kind of a collector of 60-day chips. I have a hard time getting to that 90-day chip, because I'll occasionally have a binge in there. But if I do that, either the same day or the next morning, I'm now able to get up and be back on a healthy eating plan. You know, following my food plan, following the diet plan that I set up for myself. One of the other things that I didn't do when I was reviewing my action plan was, I used to be an exercise junkie and I wasn't exercising at all. At 320 pounds, it's kind of tough. And I'm 72. It's kind of tough to do a lot of things. I'm out of breath a lot when I do things. So I used to be in the pool. And when I say I was a compulsive exerciser before, when I lost all that weight over 9 months, I'd get up at 5:30 in the morning and I would get in the pool at my house. And I had an hour routine I did of aerobics and those styrofoam weights. If I was going overseas, which I did a lot to Asia and stuff, I would get up at 3 a.m. to do that routine before I got showered, packed, and left for the airport at 6:00. That's what was missing in my life. So when I started really focusing on, am I really totally committed? Part of it was coming to more meetings. Part of it was talking to other fellows on a regular basis. And I'm one of those people that had the problem that a lot of us have with the 10,000 pound phone. I don't want to bother anybody else with my problems. And it's hard for me to pick up the phone, even though, as you can tell, I don't have a problem talking. I've been a sales guy my whole life. So I'm back in the pool. I'm going to multiple meetings a week. I do a lot more writing. I go back and review my writing, which to me is really helpful, because when I look at my writing from even when I started with my sponsor, and I get back and I'm like, wow, have I changed since then? So I have hope. And I think the message for everybody would be, I had no indication that I had this eating thing. I now know that I am, you know, a food addict. And when I say to my sponsor sometimes, I don't know why I do this. And he says, he never answers me without asking permission. And he says, do you want to know why you do it? And I'm like, yeah. He says, you're an addict. So it's just, I don't get my feelings hurt by that because it reminds me. And sometimes I have to say to myself, I'll tell my wife, she says, why did you eat the whole bag of that? I'm like, because I'm an addict. I'm a compulsive eater. And I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I told him when I go shopping, sometimes things miraculously end up in my cart that I didn't put there. Of course, you know, the sweets, I'm a sweet person. That's my issue. Anything that's sweet or chocolate are my issues. And he says, here's what I want you to do. Before you get in the checkout line, pull your cart on the side, say a little prayer to yourself and call me. He said, you're being in your head by yourself is a scary place. Let me in your head with you. So, and I've done that. And for the most parts, it's worked. You know, occasionally I get past the checkout and I have my little binge and I get home. I used to hide those papers at the bottom of the trash can so my wife wouldn't see them. So all these things are good indications that for a long time, maybe my whole life, that I've been a food addict and a compulsive binge eater, especially on the sweet side. But I'm trying to address all of them. If I have something in the car, I don't hide the wrapper. I put it on the top of the thing. My wife will say to me occasionally, oh, looks like you had a party last night after I went to bed. And I'm like, yeah, I had a little binge, but I'm back on track today. So I think the power of the program is the fact that I believe in the 12 steps. And the reason why I ended up at OA was because the other 12-step program saved my life. If you've ever been involved with somebody that has an addiction, the fear is you're going to get the 2 a.m. call that they're dead. I have 5 or 6 friends that have lost young children to addiction. And the 12 steps healed me there. It helped the power of the group, the power of the 12 steps, and most importantly, the power of surrendering to God. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times a day in the beginning of the other 12 steps, I said the serenity prayer. I had it taped on my mirror. I had it taped on my steering wheel, because when you're involved in something like that, that's so life-threatening to your loved one, you feel like it affects everything. It affects your financial life, your romance life, your business life. And you know what? By following the steps and being in that program, it saved my life. So I was like, well, my son's still an addict. A lot of that hasn't changed. He has been sober for 3 years. So I'm really happy about how I feel about that. And I've accepted. And that's why I tried OA. I'm like, wow, if this can help me with such a life-changing thing, how can it not help me with my own personal problem of overeating? So it's about acceptance. That's really what it comes down to for me. I have a really wise sponsor that is very pointed with me. As a matter of fact, I have had breathing issues over the last year, and I went through about a year ago the entire workup from the chemical heart thing to the carotid artery, all that stuff. The doctor says all your internal organs in your veins are like a 30-year-old. So I said to my primary physician, you know, everything's fine. Why am I out of breath? And he's an Asian doctor and very pointed also. And he leaned in and got about 3 foot from my face and he said, you're fat. So the bottom line is a lot of my issues are just from overeating, pure that. I'm lucky because at age 72, at 320 pounds, I don't have cholesterol issues. I don't have any other issues other than some blood pressure. I don't have diabetes. My issues are purely weight related. So I'm sure that God can help me heal this disease. I know it'll never go away. So just like my son has been sober for 3 years, but yet I've been going to meetings once a week for 11 years in Naranon. That's the name of the program. I'm pretty sure that I will be attending.
1 minute.
Yes. Thank you. I'm pretty sure I will be attending OA meetings for the rest of my life. It's a blessing that we have virtual meetings because regardless of my schedule, I try to attend. There's a great meeting at sponsored, I think, by this group. It's called Lunch Break, and it's every day, Monday through Friday at 12:30. It's a great meeting because there's 50-some people there, so you hear all different kinds of shares. So I just want to know anybody that's on here, let you know, even though I didn't identify it early, even though I didn't think I had an issue, and you know, and I'm not a dumb guy, I am a food addict. I am a compulsive binge eater. And I found recovery in OA. So there is hope here. I know someday I will be normal weight. And I pray every day to just eat regular like a healthy person. And that's it. So I'm Jim. I'm from Florida, and I'm really happy to be part of the group. Thank you so much.